Hey, 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 friends. Welcome to Studio Classroom on the air. Today, your English is going to improve. My name is Rebecca. What is one skill that you have learned as a kid? Okay, or here's another question. What is one skill that you think everyone should know? Well, I think that cooking is a skill that everyone should know. Can you cook? Okay, well, today we have a very useful lesson called Learn It Early. There are three specific skills that our lesson will talk about today. And here are those specific skills. First, money management. What's that all about? Don't worry, you're going to find out. Cooking. That's right, I think everyone should learn how to cook. And conversation. Friends, open up your magazines to today's lesson and let's begin. Come on.
Learn it early. The sooner you pick up these skills, the better. Life offers so many lessons, both practical and personal, that you're never too young to begin learning them. Consider the following as a checklist of skills to learn as soon as possible. Money management. When you start receiving money of your own, it's time to start understanding your relationship with money. In a world where any and every object is available for purchase, living within your means is not a natural phenomenon. The key is to save money by buying only essentials and a treat on occasion.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们看 phenomenon 这个名词。注意它的重音是在第二个音节，念成 phenomenon。phenomenon 在这里是指不寻常或者是有趣的现象。例如 a solar eclipse is a natural phenomenon which happens when the moon passes between the sun and earth. 日食是一种自然现象，在月球行经太阳与地球之间的时候就会发生。或者是 the social phenomenon of the concentration of people in urban areas is due to industrialization. 人口集中于都会区的这种社会现象是工业化的结果。其实我们看的是 essential 这个名词，所以这里的第一个 e 是发短一点 it, 念成 essential。essential 是指必需品或者是生活不可或缺的东西。例如 when we go on a trip, we bring only the essential so we can travel light. 我们去旅行的时候只会带必需品去才能轻松的行动。或者是 for British people, tea is considered an essential. 对英国人来说茶是生活的必需品。Essential 也可以当形容词，例如 Sunlight, air and water are essential to plants. 阳光、空气和水对植物而言是必须的。
Well, thank you so much, Michelle.、Mm-hmm. And thank you, Rebecca.
No problem. What are you thanking me for?
For the money that you're about to give me.
Why would I be giving you money?
Oh.
What did you do to earn money from me?
Well, no. We're learning about...money management in our lesson today.
Right, of course. Our lesson is called Learn It Early, and one of the things that we're going to be talking about is money management.
So that's why I thought you were going to give me some money so that I could learn how to manage it. I need money first.
Right. And what is that big bag that you have on your shoulder? Is that not money?
Oh, this. Maybe it
uh-huh.
is.
Yeah, I think you need to learn how to manage your money.Better, Gabe.
Right.
Well, before we talk about money management, there's another phrase that we want to talk about, and that is actually right at the top of our lesson. The sooner you pick up these skills, the better. We want to talk about that phrase, the better.
That's right. Now, you see some adjectives. They're comparative adjectives here in this sentence. The sooner, the better, right? Soon is an adjective. Good is an adjective.The comparative adjective for good is better. Now, there are other adjectives that you can use in this kind of sentence. For example, if you are looking for a car for racing, of course, the faster, the better. The faster the car, the better.
Gabe, you just took one of my examples.
Oh no, that's terrible, Rebecca. How about this? What about...
I got another example.
Oh, you got... Okay, good. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, the faster you finish your homework, the better. Do you know why?
Hmm?
That means you can go out and play. And, of course, the less money you spend, Gabe, the better.
Well, the bigger the bag, the better. The bigger the bag, the more money you can save, right?
That or is maybe if you don't spend the money.
Oh, that's true. Or maybe you're watching a movie, right, with some friends. The funnier the movie, the better. Well, hold on a second. What's this girl doing? Is she learning how to manage her money?
And she is young. You see how young she is?
Yeah.
The earlier, the sooner you pick up these skills, the younger you are, the better.
That's good. Okay, so again, our lesson's called Learn It Early. In other words, learn it while you are young, if you can. Life offers so many lessons, both practical and personal, that you're never too young to begin learning them. Consider the following as a checklist of skills to learn as soon as possible. So think of our lesson as a checklist. Check. I learned that. Now I can move on to the next one.
So the first skill that we want to talk about is money management. How to manage your money. Now, some people like to spend a lot of money. Sometimes they like to spend more money than they have. But our lesson actually talks about the importance of living within your means, meaning that you're not supposed to spend more money than you actually make.
Rebecca, what a great phrase you just used. To live within your means. Okay, this is another way of saying that you are staying within your budget. Or you only have a certain amount of money. You only have a certain amount of money, and so don't spend more than what you have.
And of course, our lesson is saying in a world where any and every object is available for purchase, living within your means is not a natural phenomenon. Now, of course, if you spend more money than you actually make, we could say that you are living beyond your means.
Yes, that's another great phrase, to live beyond your means. Now, how is that possible, though? I mean, if you only have a certain amount of money, you can't live beyond your means. Well, friends, today, people have credit cards, right? And some people have lots of credit cards. They spend a lot of money, but they're not able to pay off their credit cards. That is living beyond your means. Don't do that.
And, of course, you may be wondering, how can you avoid living beyond your means? Our lesson gives us a really good suggestion. The key is to save money by buying only essentials and a treat on occasion. So, it's actually not a bad idea to have a piggy bank.
Mm-hmm.
Put your money in the piggy bank.
Yeah? A piggy bank. Oh, that's such a cute way to save money. The only problem with piggy banks is that you don't get any interest over time. But it's a good way to teach children to start saving money.
That's right. Well, right now it's time for something very challenging. That's right, the SC Challenge. Yes. Okay, here's some money for you. Yes, I'm so excited because it is time for the SC Challenge. And today we have a very special guest. This is Joy. Hey, Joy.
Hi.
Joy, I'm always filled with so much joy when I see you.
Same. We have this special bond.
Yes, we have a special bond. We're full of joy when we see one another. Anyway, thank you for joining us today. Do you know what question I'm about to ask you?
No, but I wish I knew.
Oh, you're about to find out right now. So the question is, what is one skill you're glad that you learned as a child? Perhaps a character value that your parents taught you, or maybe it's just a special skill. Are you ready to answer the question?
I'm thinking.
Okay, let me ask you one more time. What is one skill that you're glad you learned as a child? It could be cooking, or maybe it's riding your bike. That's quite a skill. Or maybe it's something else.
I think it would be learning different languages, because I grew up in Hong Kong, so I grew up learning 3 languages. So right now I'm still keeping up with 2, which is probably still pretty good for nowadays.
Oh, wait, hold on. You said that you grew up learning 3 languages?
Yeah.
And what are those three languages?
Cantonese, English, and Chinese.
Wow. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Can you teach Rebecca something in Cantonese?
Okay. You'll hear this a lot in the market. Lang low. It means
lay low. Lay low sounds Australian for lay low.
No, lang.
Lang.
Lang low.
Low.
Lang low.
Lang low.
No, lang low.
Oh, lang low.
Not bad.
Low.
Low.
And what does that mean?
That means pretty lady. And lang zai is handsome man.
It's pretty.
So.
Lang Zai.
Lang Zai.
I'm going to remember that one. I'm going to listen for it when I'm in Hong Kong.
Lang Zai.
Are they talking about me? Lang Zai? Lang Zai? All right.
Okay, well, Joy, what is one skill that you think everyone should know?
There's too many, right?
There's too many. Probably manners. Manners are so important. Because if you learn the different manners in different cultures, there's actually a difference, and you won't actually accidentally offend other people. So I feel like that would be a great skill to learn as any human being.
So not just manners in your own country, but manners, you know, around the world. That's excellent. Gabe?
Oh, I'm trying to mind my manners right now by not interrupting.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Well, friends, thank you so much for joining us for today's Lucky Challenge, and we'll see you next time. Okay, little Tommy, here. It's time for your money management lesson.
Okay, here, Mommy.
Here's some money. One.
Okay.
Two.
My money bag.
Three.
Yep.
Four.
I'm going to save all of this money, my bag of money.
Yeah, you're going to put the money in your piggy bank.
Yes.
Little Tommy, what are you going to be saving all that money for?
Well, I'm not going to spend it.
Mm-hmm.
That way you can buy all of my meals.
Mm-hmm.
And pay for me to go and see any movie that I want and have all kinds of desserts like brownies and cakes.
Wait, hold on for just a moment, little Tommy. The reason why I gave you an allowance this week was so that you would learn good money management skills. I don't want you to live beyond your means.
You
can't spend more money than I gave you this week, okay?
Well, I wish you taught me that when I was young. You see, now I'm a grown man. I wish I had learned it early.
Oh, do you need a little bit more money?
Learn it early. Cooking. One great way to save money is to learn to cook for yourself. Beyond that, cooking at home also helps you control your diet and nutrition for better health. If you start doing this at an early age, the independence you desire will arrive all the sooner. Conversation. This is the social media age, and the art of conversation is quickly shifting from our mouths to our thumbs. While you're young, put down the smartphone every so often and chat face to face with someone instead.
Nutrition 这个不可数名词 ，NUTRIT 这个字根有养育的意思，所以 nutrition 是指营养或营养物质。例如 ，If you want to stay fit, good nutrition and exercise are vital。如果你想要保持健壮，良好的营养以及运动是必要的。或者是 proper nutrition can enhance one's learning ability。适当的营养可以促进一个人的学习能力。和它相关的名词还有 nutrient。N-U-T-R-I-E-N-T 注意它的重音在第一个音节念成 nutrient nutrient 是指营养物质或养分例如 The soil is great for gardening It's full of nutrients 这个土壤用来种花很适合充满了养分 所以我们看的是 shift 这个动词 ，shift 是指改变或转移。例如 ，the media's attention often shifts from one topic to another quickly。媒体的注意力常常很快的从一个焦点转移到另一个焦点。Shift 也可以当名词，例如 ，there has been a great shift in public opinion regarding this diplomatic issue since the incident。这个事件发生之后，民众对于这个外交议题的意见已经有了很大的改变。And now let's get back to our teachers.
So we've already talked about the importance of money management. Now it's time for us to talk about a very important skill that I think everyone should learn, and that is cooking. What is that horrible sound? Gabe, what are you cooking up in the studio here?
It's my chicken.
What are you doing with a chicken?
Well, you cook a chicken, of course. Chicken is delicious, and I'm sure that Rebecca knows how to make a delicious chicken.
Of course I do. Anyway, Gabe, can you please put that chicken away so we can talk about cooking?
Okay. In you go, chicken.
Well, our lesson talks about cooking, and of course, you're never too young to learn how to cook.
Oh, so that's what that picture was. A mommy teaching a little girl how to cook, or it looks like they're about to start baking something, some kind of bread.
They're rolling out some cookie dough or maybe even a pie crust.
Ooh.
And as you can see in that picture, you're never too young to learn how to cook and bake. And that's exactly what our lesson talks about. One great way to save money is to learn to cook for yourself. Gabe, are you going to learn how to cook that chicken?
I think this chicken is ready to be cooked. You know, speaking of cooking, of course, earlier in the SC challenge, that is one skill that Albert was glad he learned when he was younger. This is something I need to work on because I'm not very good at cooking, Rebecca.
Well, it's never too late to learn.
Yes.
That's for sure. Well, our lesson says, beyond that, cooking at home also helps you control your diet and nutrition for better health. If you start doing that at an early age, the independence you desire will arrive all the sooner. Gabe, I know you're an adult now, but you can still learn to cook.
Yeah, I think you're right, Rebecca.
I know I'm right.
There are benefits to learning how to cook. We read it helps you control your diet and nutrition for better health because you can choose the things that you're going to eat. And this is true, Rebecca. You know, there's so many restaurants, so many delicious restaurants, a lot of great food out there, but a lot of it is cooked in unhealthy oils. And so if I learn how to cook for myself, I don't have to use any of those oils.
Exactly. Okay, so we've talked about money management, we've talked about cooking, and the last thing we want to discuss today is conversation. This is the social media age, and the art of conversation is quickly shifting from our mouths to our thumbs.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love that sentence.
Oh, you do, do ya?
I do. The idea is that, of course, people are meant to talk to each other, right, using their mouths. But over the past couple of decades, of course, with technology, we have our smartphones and we just go to social media all the time, especially now with things like Pokemon Go. Mm-hmm. Everyone's just always using their thumbs instead of actually looking up and talking to each other.
Well, you know, our lesson gives us a very good suggestion. While you're young, put down the smartphone every so often and chat face-to-face with someone instead. There are several things that we need to talk about, starting with every so often. This just means that you do something sometimes, but not all the time.
Yeah.
So, for example, every so often, Jack, he'll go out and buy me some ice cream.
Oh, that's great. This is a good phrase to know. So you could say, every so often I go out for a walk by the river. So I don't do it every day, maybe not even every week. So every so often, right? Or every so often, I see you at the gym.
Okay, friends, put down that smartphone every so often and chat face to face with someone instead. And if you do something face-to-face, or if you chat with someone face-to-face, that just means that you're looking at the other person instead of talking on a smartphone.
Just like the cute little kids in this picture, they're having a nice conversation face-to-face. Perhaps this little boy did something wrong, And this girl is confronting him. She's telling him face to face what he did wrong and how he can improve.
Well, actually, they look really happy in the picture.
Oh.
Well, right now, it's time for us to go to the info cloud. Do we say help you control or help you to control something?
Good question. Hmm. Let's go to the info cloud now.
Today we'll look at something that confuses many English learners, and that is, what kind of infinitive should follow the word help? A to infinitive or a bare infinitive without the to?
Okay, here's an example to illustrate this point. Do we help someone to do something or help someone do something?
And the answer is both are acceptable. The difference lies in who you talk to. The British tend to say help someone to do something, whereas Americans will say help someone do something.
And I might add, the current trend is moving in favor of the American usage. So instead of saying, Steve will help me to learn English, a lot more people will say, Steve will help me learn English.
Now, while we're on the subject, we need to be aware that we don't use help with an ing form. So don't ever say, I'm trying to help her finding her cat. It should be, I'm trying to help her find her cat.
我们先来探讨一个文法的问题。 help的后面如果要接另一个动词， 应该要用原形动词呢， 还是要加to的不定词呢？ 答案是两者都可以。 你可以说， Steve will help me to learn English， 或省略to变成 Steve will help me learn English。 目前的趋势是把to省略。 另外要注意， help后面不能够接 ing的形态， 我们不能够说 Steve will help me learning English。 唯一在help后面可以接 ing形态的时候， 是用在这个否定的片语 cannot help doing something， 就是忍不住不得不做某件事的意思。 很多流行歌曲讲到 can't help falling in love， 禁不住爱上某人。 这就是今天的Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
Well, friends, thank you so much for joining. Steve, don't do that.
Okay, I promise I won't do it anymore. Friends, we'll see you next time right here at
Studio Classroom.